Hello, hello, hello. Thank you very much for tuning into this little bonus piece of content when I got to sit down with Rugby World Cup winner from 2014, Rachel Burford. And of course, she's a former Harlequin Premiership champion. It was a chance basically to go through all of these permutations for this race as five go into four. Make sure you listen to the full podcast episode as we look at all the upcoming matches over the weekend. But here is my chat with Rachel Burford. Hello, Rach. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Nick. How are you doing?
Yeah, really good. I think it is time for us to truly get the abacus out. Before we do that, how has it been in retirement? How have you coped with watching the PWR other than playing in it?
Oh, look, I think I'm always going to miss playing a little bit, but the intensity and the level that the players are playing at, I'm pretty happy to be on the sideline. Like when I've been in commentary and I see some of the tackles that are going in, they literally make me wince and I'm 50 metres away from it. So, not missing it too much. Obviously, just miss being around the girls and stuff. But retirement's treating me well.
Excellent. We're very pleased to hear it. Well, look, we were exchanging messages a little while ago about the idea of how we could perhaps sum up some of the performances over the season come the end, which maybe we'll do perhaps after those semi-finals. But I thought it'd be good to just get you on. And look, it's all eyes on this top four race and what a season we've had, probably hyped up by the fact that it's been so relentless because of this early finish to it. It's a good old race into five into four, isn't it?
Oh, it's like, honestly, I've got a massive sheet of paper here trying to work out who can make who. It's what you want, isn't it? End of the league. We don't necessarily know exactly who's going to make that top four. Obviously, Quins and Gloucester definitely qualify, but will they stay where they are in the rankings? We don't know. Again, the brilliant result for Bristol last week just makes everything to play for this weekend, and it could still not be over after this weekend. So It's brilliant that it's going right up to the wire right away up until round 18.
Yeah, absolutely. So just to you can join us and have a table in front of you if you like, else I'll do my best to describe it in case you're listening to this while driving along or in the shower. So when I do my best podcast listening work, I've listened to the BBC Rugby Union Weekly in the shower for ages. I've got Danny Kerr and Hugo Monier in the shower with me anyway.
There's a site for everybody else.
Enough about that. So the gap in the table from first to fifth ultimately is 12 points currently. So Gloucester Hartbury are up there with played 14, won 11 and 58 points. Quins on 55 with a similar played and won ratio. Saracens played 14, won 10. They're on 53. Bristol played 15 because they are a little bit further on. They've only got one game left, won 9 on 49 points. And Exeter Chiefs on 14, won 9, 46 points. So we're basically going to look at the fixtures that are to come, put our necks on the block, Berth, and come up with how we think this final top four are going to look. So round 17 this weekend, I mean, it starts on Friday night with Quins against Bristol.
Yeah, big game. Obviously, Friday night lights, don't see that too often in the women's game. So quality fixture to look forward to. And how Bristol played last weekend, they're on absolute fire. Like, it was unbelievable, probably their best performance of the year. When they're under pressure, when their backs are up against the wall, coming up against a strong Quins side, but they've struggled of late. They've lost a few players, but playing at the Stoop, I know, is very special for the group. Mm-hmm. So that will take them up a level. But it's hard to call. Are you asking me to say who's going to win?
I
really don't want to go against Quins, but the form that Bristol were in, and like, we're going to have a tri-fest no matter what. That's for sure. Because both teams love to play. Quins have got nothing to lose. We'll absolutely go out there and try and entertain for certain. And Bristol don't kick. They love to run it from everywhere. They bat themselves and it pays off. So you still want me to say?
Well, we could at least go through the permutations of what happens. Should we do that? Look at me letting her off here. If Quins win with all 5 points, they go up to 60. So that's them, you know, before a ball is kicked then on Saturday between Sale and Gloucester Hartbury, then Quins would be top overnight. Obviously, if Bristol get 5 points against Quins, which I think is a tall ask, but as you say, both teams like to run and entertain. So they've just got to score four tries and be on the right side of the result, which is also feasible, I think. So Bristol could get themselves up to 54 points, where Quins would stay on 55. And then that starts to paint an interesting picture for Bristol Bears? I mean, obviously we can look at things like a draw or, you know, Bristol could score four tries and finish within 7 points of Quins and get 2 points to get themselves up to 51. That would open up a 5-point gap between themselves and Exeter Chiefs. And, you know, let's just say it again. This is Bristol's last game of the season. This is their last shot for points in that table. So they know, and Dave Ward knows, they have to try and get these 5 points no matter what. And I just wonder what that hunger relative to where Quins are will do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, how often do we see really desperate teams do really special things? And you saw that last week, the desperation from Bristol. And I don't see or believe that it will drop off this week. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to go against my old team of Harlequins, but I really think Bristol have a real high percentage of winning this game with 5 points.
Okay, interesting. I mean, here on the Power Pod, we are used to making to giving team talks for, you know, teams. So Harlequins, you know, they'll put this up on the changing room wall. Berthics were going to lose it. So I can see what you're doing here. You're just very secretly giving your old team the team talk to make sure they don't cock it. It's very clever. Yeah, very clever, Berth. But let's say then, so Bristol get those. So they're up to 54 points. We're going to go with that. Then the rest of the round 17 game, Saracens against Exeter. That is a tricky one to call as well. What's your inkling?
My inclination towards Saracens, just on the back of the fact that they've had a week off, so they're well rested coming into this. Chiefs have had a really long back to back. I think it's 8 games in a row, so they've got tired bodies in there physically, mentally, and they're picking up more injuries. So they've struggled, and they've really struggled to find their form. And I just think, again, it's another big game, another big pressure situation, and I think Saris will rise to that challenge. Mm-hmm. I don't think Exeter will come away with nothing, but I'm not sure that they're going to come away with a maximum 5 points in that game.
Okay.
They'll come away with something.
Yeah, fine. So if Chiefs do slip up, if they're not able to go to the Stone X and pick up all of the points, maybe you're saying they pick up one for four tries, possibly, maybe a losing bonus. But, you know, if it's 1 or 2 points, that takes them from 46 to around 47, 48. Is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Yeah. While sitting on that fence, that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need to do this chat on Saturday when we know what happens with Bristol.
I know. So we've got Bristol who've got themselves to 54, Chiefs who've got to 47, 48. Now that is critical, because if that ends up being the case, mm-hmm. Chiefs need more than that in order to get into that final spot, don't they? So Chiefs, of course, who in the last round, round 18, go away to Tigers. Are you thinking that's 5 points?
You would expect 5 points, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's just dip back to round 17 then. Gloucester go away to Sale Sharks. I'm thinking, well, you're thinking the champions pick up 5 points.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So Gloucester Hartbury then at the end of this weekend still sit pretty at the top with 63. Harlequins are in second behind them, perhaps with 59 or 60, we're thinking. And then Saracens have got a victory. So it looks pretty much like we're saying Bristol will be able to do enough, depending on that result at Quins, to put enough distance between themselves and Chiefs, who would then go on to pick up 5 points against Tigers in round 18. Obviously, Saracens then play Sale Sharks. They're at home in round 18, so probably maximum points there. I mean, we're talking about a Sale Sharks team that went to Exeter and beat the Chiefs. So we're not entirely writing them off, but I apologise, it does sound like we are. And then Gloucester Quins. I mean, that's a game in that last round 18 of the season. Could it just be a little bit more of an exhibition game? If those two teams are top of the table, they've probably not got a whole lot to argue over, because they've both got home semi-finals at that point anyway, right?
Potentially, yeah. But then at the same time, it's those bragging rights. It's that psychological edge. You know, Harlequins obviously lost to them fairly convincingly in, what was it, round two? Round two. So I think an opportunity to kind of remind or let each other know where they are now, not where they were, and what's to come post, hopefully, those semi-finals if both of them get through.
Yeah. Oh, it's so, so tasty. And look, these are the bravery of predictions. We could be getting this wrong. Friday night could go very differently. But okay, Berth, anything else that you've been kind of scribbling down on your piece of paper that you'd like to share?
Oh my God, there's so much on my paper.
Well, I feel like we haven't covered it then. What else have we got there?
No, you summarized it very well, and compared to my millions of writing of different directions this league could go in. But no, we've definitely covered the main talking points, like Bristol got to take something away as a minimum from Sarries this weekend. Exeter have got to take away something from Sarries this weekend to stay in that hunt. If Bristol come strong, then there's going to be massive pressure on them.
Yeah.
And the thing is that they're going to be in the driving seat yet again, which they have been through this whole kind of cat and mouse chase, where obviously Bristol playing Quins on the Friday night. So they'll be going into Saturday knowing exactly what they need to come away with.
Yeah. And I wonder how demoralising it could be for Chiefs if Bristol get all 5 points. And, Chiefs have got the opportunity to get 10 points from the end of the season, you know, from these next two games. So I guess it becomes a carrot to dangle in front of them if Bristol get that result. It's worth just working out, you know, if Bristol go to Quins and absolutely smash and grab the result here. I want to go the other way, don't I? So if Quins hold on at home, get all 5 points and send Bristol away, then things do become interesting, don't they? Because then the Chiefs have got a real opportunity. Yeah. They're just going to need, you know, 4 or 5 points from two games, which with Tigers to come, they could do. So, hey, who would predict, eh? Love it. Well, Berth, we really appreciate you you coming on and putting your neck on the block for us. What's next for you?
So this weekend is off, so I'm just going to sit back and enjoy some of the rugby and rest.
Excellent. We love the sound of that. I think we should regroup, because it's not just about the very best players in the league, or perhaps those that top the stat count, because I think people will understand that if you're making a ton of meters against a weaker team rather than making great post-contact meters against a top team, that's going to influence stats in a way that doesn't really tell the story. So I think we've touched base on the fact that maybe we run the rule over these teams and we decide who our best 15 of the season's going to be, whether we add in a rule and create an extra one that's non-international capped as well. I guess we could always do that. But will you come and join us towards the end of the season and we'll have a look at that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the league is, you know, ever growing, and there's so much eyes on players. But like you say, it's always about the standouts, those big stats and those big names that everybody knows about. So it'd be great to take a dive into those players who are brilliant and outstanding every week, but maybe don't get as much limelight as the others. It'd be great to have a look at those.
Yeah, brilliant. All right. Well, thank you, Berth. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up soon.
And you. Cheers, Nick.